Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn filthy ears. And the place to be. With me tonight, episode 333. A guy named Steve. Steve, hello.
Hello.
I don't even, you see, the thing is, usually I ask you how you are, but tonight I really don't give a shit. And I'm not gonna pretend to care about your well-being.
I was thinking of something different to say this week.
Steve, how are you?
That's the only part of the show prep I did.
How are you? Yeah, you really thought it out. Thanks for really planning it out. Or was that planned?
Was that? No, that wasn't planned. Well, that was for the moment.
hopefully this goddamn show works out better than our last attempt last week.
Hour?
Yeah. So for those of you tuning in tonight live who typically do it, you probably know that last week we tried to do a show. We honestly tried to do one.
We did do a show.
We, for all intents and purposes, we did a show, but we have nothing to fucking show for it because through some software glitch with our audio recording software, like every Goodness. Front, like I usually, here's the thing. I have three avenues of recording this audio. Like all three have to fail for us to lose an episode, and all three did for whatever fucking reason. The Windows computer, the program I have on there recording it, decided, you set focus to another window. Perhaps you wanted to look something up or read something. Well, I'll just stop recording now. It had some weird setting where whenever it lost focus, it would just stop recording. And
focus. Lost focus.
So I checked my Mac, and I have a Windows computer and a Mac. That's two computers involved in this fucking production, if you want to even call it that. And I checked the GarageBand recording, which is usually the backup, the second backup, right? I had a pop-up that said...
Live jazz.
And this doesn't happen
Meet
ever.
Girls near you.
This shit doesn't fucking happen ever. It says, yeah. Meet girls near you. Yeah, that's right. And some fucking Nordic bitch who looks fucking European. All of a sudden, she's from North Jersey. And yes. They have a town just next to my zip code because they don't have the IP dialed in completely right. The pop-up said, disc too slow. It just stopped. And it just stopped at that point. Never saw this shit ever. On the Mac, yeah.
Disc too slow.
It just works, ladies and gentlemen.
It does work.
So that's two computers recording the audio and both fucked up. The third, the Ustream, or as I like to call it, the best in show radio cure-all. Whenever something goes awry, you'll frequently hear them. Not frequently, Jesus Christ. As if their show frequently fails. To take a little jab at them, it needs to frequently have, you know, exist to frequently fail.
That's true.
Listen, they're taking a little bit of a hiatus, a couple weeks, okay? They'll be back this week.
Searching for better grounds.
This next Monday, they will have a show. Okay, there's things going on. That was fucked up by virtue of me being completely irritated and dejected, and the audio was dialed way down as far as quality goes because people were complaining about buffering and all that shit. And so I start complaining about what had happened with I use Adobe Audition. And the minute I say this, and I'm fucking irritated as it is, fucking Tommy Pantera, the kid whose name we changed, fucking says, oh, well, that's just every Adobe product does that. Does what? Stops working when you fucking leave it?
I think he's right.
You think he's right?
I think it might be right because, you know, Photoshop, you use it and you use it. I don't know, if you've ever just used Photoshop for, you know, like 8 hours a day for different things. I'm sure you have, actually.
This would be akin stuff. To Photoshop just deleting a layer every time you changed Windows. It doesn't fucking do this every time. This is the first time it's ever happened. I've used this shit for years.
That's true.
And he
That's
insists, true. Even right now, he's here in the goddamn chat room on HeroesTalk.com.
And Premiere and Photoshop.
He uses Premiere, Soundbooth, and Photoshop, and whenever you leave it, apparently it just stops working for him.
Photoshop has lots of problems. I don't even use it anymore. I use GIMP.
Yeah, you know what? You would use GIMP. And I use GIMP, too. But you
Dude, it's free.
That's the thing. But I'm in between copies
that's
of.
That's why I use it.
I'm in between copies of Photoshop, and yeah, I'll use GIMP. But you know, you gotta use fucking Photoshop. GIMP will get the job done, but like, you just gotta. You have to.
For me to use Photoshop, I would need to be in a job that required me to use Photoshop. Otherwise, like, I don't do so much.
Well, what do you do in GIMP? I mean, like. There's no reason
much.
For you to really.
I never really use it. Does Sometimes it... I get bored and Photoshop something. Like you see something and you're just like, oh, I'm going to Photoshop, you know, a fucking orange.
But
in
you're
their
not
hand
Photoshopping it. You're fucking GIMPing it.
GIMPing it. Okay.
You're GIMPing it. Oh, shit. Yeah. And by the way.
Maybe that's what they were going for.
By the
Maybe
way.
That's what they were going for.
Germ Freak is citing something in the chat room. He said that you promised him you'd do a Photoshop.
Of what?
For his fucking Twitter. Like, dude, don't say for what? He gave you very detailed instructions. Well, we do have a phone line. It's 316-768-4472. That's if you'd like to call the show.
Oh, my God.
You'd like to talk to us. It's 316-768-4472. Feel free to call in and say hi to Steve and myself. And have a good goddamn time. You don't remember this at all, Frank asking you to do a Photoshop?
No, it's coming back to me.
What was it?
But I think I said the exact same thing I'm saying right now in the chat room. I'm saying send me whatever picture of what you want Photoshop,
no, here's
and
the thing.
I never
here's
got
the
anything.
Thing. You absolutely don't remember it because he told you what it was. It's his Twitter background. He wants his face in the fucking background. How do I remember this? It wasn't even my fucking task.
I don't know.
For everybody who wasn't me or
am
you.
Am I getting paid for this? No. Just being nice. Doesn't matter when you get it. This is the time.
For everybody who's not me or you, let me just tell you that before the show, Steve was bragging about how he fucking... He was able to remember the name of Chevy Chase's character or whoever in fucking Spies Like Us. Did you were you saying that you fucking pulled that out of your brain?
I said... No, we were talking about cheating.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
And I said I would not cheat, and I had to look it up, and I finally... I didn't for, like, a couple of days. It was a stupid question. Who is the Dan Aykroyd GLG-20? That was the question.
316-768-4472. We have a caller on the line here. Who's this?
You said 2 or 3 days tops, Steve Larper. 2 or 3 days tops.
How much am I getting paid for this?
You did not mention money last week. You never said anything about money. Now all of a sudden money's an issue?
No, money's not an issue.
Okay, well then don't make a promise if you can't keep it.
I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
We know
this is my name is Germ Freak Frank. I used to co-host with you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we used to be friends.
Frank sounds very upset over that fact.
Wait, what Frank? You just said something?
I thought we still were friends.
Oh yeah, well actually we're going to be meeting up tomorrow night at a greasy spoon, as you like to say.
Greasy.
Yeah. We're going to have a goddamn happy waitress and have a little conversation.
We'll catch up on old times.
Yeah, old times.
Maybe a little videoing, who knows?
Who knows? We'll see.
Maybe a little eyebrow threading at the Rockaway Mall.
Oh, are we going to do that for real?
I don't care.
Oh,
eyebrow what?
We had this whole idea for a video. When Frank and I would do all these videos, we wanted to And I, you know what? Fuck, we're gonna do this tomorrow night. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. You know how like the malls have like various kiosks and services. Like they'll have a guy give you lotion and tell you what it came from the fucking Dead Sea, or they have the little massage chairs and they fucking rub you down and it's you're supposed to feel like the stress is lifted out of your goddamn bones.
Shiatsu.
Right outside of a fucking Big and Tall in a Hallmark store. And they also have these places, these little kiosks, where Asian and Indian women will fucking take a thread and just pull hairs out of your face. They kind of like do a sawing motion on your facial hairs, and it plucks all the hairs out that you don't want. And the only people that you ever see doing this, typically, are women. But I've been told that men do this shit as well. And what we wanted to do is have almost like a Frank's spa day at the mall.
Oh, God.
Maybe a little fucking smoothie at the food court. A rub down from an Asian.
Maybe a little Ann's pretzel or something.
Yeah, a pretzel, and then the massage chair. And then the goddamn cap on the bottle. The eyebrow threading. I don't know why. And you know what? It's not even like, oh, this is just going to be a guy getting his fucking eyebrows threaded. No. I need to see this. And I'm assuming some of the people that listen to this also would love to see this shit as well. And you're going to do this, Frank? You have no issue with people touching you?
No, I really don't, because there's no bodily fluids or bloodletting or anything like that taking place.
Like there would be bloodletting at the mall. Well, actually, there is. But that's on the other floor. We won't go there. We won't go to the bloodletting fucking kiosk next to the thing that has the "Come at Me, Bro" T-shirts and the cell phone covers. We're definitely gonna do that. I have to apologize to you, Frank, for last week. You said that you wanted to call in and be a part of the show and kind of catch everybody.
Yeah, I had some things
up.
I wanted to talk about. If I only had remembered what I wanted to talk
but
about,
but we're not gonna rehash that stuff. I mean, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm sorry. I just want you to not think that it was me sabotaging the fucking show.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all.
Just because you were here.
Yeah,
Steve, I would appreciate you sincerely apologizing to Frank. I'm not out of line in saying that, because I think that you would appreciate that as well.
I would.
I'm sorry, Frank. Sincerely.
For what?
Whatever you just said. I'm watching an eyebrow threading video right now because I have no idea what you were even talking about. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, now imagine that on Frank's face.
I might even ask him to do my nose hairs as well.
They can't do. I don't think they can.
Yeah,
do
but
this
you can always them. Ask. That's the beauty of it. See, it's like when they have a sculpture. And they're finalizing it to get the imperfections out. They'll run that little fucking wire over the edges. But they have them crisscrossed, and it's just going to fucking tear the hairs out of his fucking face.
Yeah, it just, like, catches it between, like, two pieces of string, basically, and pulls the hair out from the root.
Yeah, and, you know, people usually do this, like, if you go by there, like, for some reason it's near, like, where they sell the remote-controlled helicopters. They just have a fucking remote, an RC helicopter stand, and then, like, fucking, you know, Indian women just laying over fucking orange-tanned fucking whores getting their eyebrows turned into little fucking pencil lines. I've never really seen a spray tan person, like, so up close.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I saw my first one. Like, up close, I've seen them, obviously. Like, you see them because, oh, look at this fucking person who either has the symptoms of pancreatic cancer because they're fucking orange, or...
no. Or yeah, I can tell the difference.
Yeah, or... What difference can you tell between pancreatic cancer and spray-on tans?
That's yellow. One's yellow, one is, like, fucking Christmas turkey brown.
Yeah, see...
And you can see it run. You know, if you have, like, jaundice or pancreatic cancer, you're going to get the same color all over.
Yeah, okay. I've never been close to these people. Like, you see them in the wild of New Jersey.
All right,
Tommy Pantera. Tommy Pantera thinks like everybody's like that. I mean, just like I think
it depends on where you go in New
just
Jersey.
Just like I think
mean,
everybody
where I am in New Jersey is exactly where I would see these people because there's a female gym above the Dunkin' Donuts I go to every day.
Oh,
so like the girls that go to the it's girls only. It's whatever health spa, some bullshit. And every once in a while, I'll see some girl that doesn't usually come in. She'll come in. It's totally spray on tan. Like the behind her ears,
yeah,
is completely like bright white.
Well,
it's like shining back there, and everything else is just dark turkey brown.
Yeah, when I was getting my lunch from the place on the first floor of my office complex, one of the broads at the counter had a slight tan, I guess. But I mean, I just assume, fake, who gives a shit? Handed me back my change, and you look at the hand because you want to line your hand up, and I saw these fucking streaky little fucking, like, the borders. And to me, it looked like, I don't know why I see this, but it looked like when they put makeup on dead people. Like, it looked like there was masking done to her hands. Like
just way off.
The dead people, they put some kind of like fucking, I don't know, like painter's tape over their fucking nails, and they just spray them down with fucking flesh tone number 3, and they look very powdery. And if they don't do a good job taping, you'll see. By the way, next open casket funeral you go to, take a look at the fingernails. If you don't see any makeup on their fucking nails, you have a good taper somewhere down in the catacombs of that fucking mortuary. But I've seen more than a few. I've seen more than a few because I've been to a lot of funerals where the border of the fucking makeup is on the goddamn nail. And so you're thinking, oh, well, that's right. Whenever somebody dies, we don't always die with a healthy hue. The skin is probably
a healthy hue.
Blue. The skin is blue and see-through and terrible. But then I'm thinking,
everything's receding a little bit. It's like they're sneering at you
I mean,
in the casket.
The first time I noticed, I'm like, wow, yeah, everybody I've ever seen in a casket has a fucking normal skin color. And and their lips are very, like, pursed. It's just fucking hideous.
That's why I gave up. I totally gave up on funerals and wakes and all that stuff.
Like, you gave up on it? You're too good to go to them?
No, I'm not too good. Like, I'll remember a person as I remember them if they were alive. That's why I didn't go to like my last two grandparents' funerals because I said I had
enough. How could you not go to you? That's how
because
could
they weren't like that. Because they weren't the. Because they were the
were
people.
You too busy.
No, I wasn't.
Game that came out.
No.
A new
no.
game. Yeah, Skyrim came out and I was just way too into it. Sorry, Grammy. Sorry, Grampy.
Yeah, I'm going to disrespect
you for
that.
Steven?
No, because
he was
the
close.
Last two grandparents that died were the ones that like were atheists and always said, fuck Jesus, fuck this. I don't want people being sad at my funeral. Like,
are you Jewish?
No.
Okay, I don't
well,
know.
Why? Is it because his relatives say fuck Jesus?
I have grandparents that were, but are you saying Judaism? Because I had a Hungarian Jew great grandfather. So what does that make me?
It carries down.
I'm still a fucking atheist. I'm not Jewish.
What is that? What are you, an eighth?
Yeah, one eighth.
So, I mean, I don't know. Frank, don't you kind of have that feeling where, like, yeah, you have to go. You feel like you have to go, but...
Oh, there's no...
But do you ever regret...
If you don't fucking go.
But do you ever, like, regret having gone? Like, when... Are you ever haunted by the image of a person in a fucking box with a little fucking pin cushion with a cross and a picture pinned to it? And
so stupid. It's
well, when
it's
they're
morbid,
sitting there, it's almost like they're still alive. And then you look, when you look close, you always see that chest move a little
you
bit. It's always like
No, it's true. It's
everyone
true.
True. It looks like they're breathing. I swear to Christ, their chest rises.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to really look. I mean, and realize, oh no, this
that's going
to
happen.
It isn't this person. This is now a sculpture. That's kind of how I look at it, and I go
sculpture.
I mean, you think about it, that's what they are at that point. They're not that. They were a person with emotions and thoughts, and that shit's not in them anymore. What made them them is gone. Wherever it goes, if it goes anywhere, it's not in this fucking box with that pink light bulb shining on them.
And is it awful for me to say this, that sometimes I feel gypped when it's not an open casket? I said to myself,
Frank just wants to see the dead version of everyone. I don't.
Were you just going to say, what's the point?
I said, I drove all the way up to fucking Nutley to see closed fucking casket.
I guess. Oh, man.
If you're morbid like that, I guess you are, Frank.
You know what?
Have you ever been to a closed casket funeral, Ken or Steve?
I have. It was someone really close to me, and I was in before they closed it. And then the public viewing was closed. So, yeah, I kind of get that, but you know what it affords the person? It brings them a little bit more, almost dignity, I think.
Closed?
Because
are you saying
when it's closed? Yeah. When it's closed. Let's face it. Your most glorious moment is not when you're fucking dead.
or 16 to 20 hours after you're dead.
So what a closed casket does is it forces the person paying their respects to put a face to it. And what face are they going to use? The best memory. Either their best memory or the last time they saw him. And it's chances are the worst memory. But chances are it's going to be much better than when they were fucking just curled up in a hospital bed.
Yeah, I agree.
See, this is the thing.
That's why I want to have a Viking funeral.
Our friend Sobers is in the chat room saying that's why he's getting incinerated. He didn't say cremated. He said incinerated.
Viking funeral, man.
You know what
a Viking funeral is, right?
Frank, do you know what a Viking funeral is?
I have no. I never even heard of the term before.
Go ahead, Steve. Explain.
It's when you take your dead body, throw it on a little boat, little wooden boat, little sail, tide going out, push the body out on the boat, and then you light the fucking boat up with arrows.
Yeah.
Everybody drinks and is happy.
Yeah, you put a whole bunch of fucking just twigs and shit in there, flammable stuff, maybe some Kingsford. Fucking light that bitch up and kick it down the Raritan. Just throw it right down the fucking river. I've only been to one funeral where it was.
I thought you were going to say Viking funeral.
I've been to a lot of funerals.
I want to go to
Unfortunately, only one Viking funeral. To be honest, I had a bad spot. I didn't have a chair. My legs were giving out. No. I went to one funeral or memorial service where the person had been cremated, and that was our buddy Tidbit, and that was as moving as, you know, a closed casket or an open casket. But to me, I understand the idea of the casket being open and people needing to see it, like, and God forbid Frank feels gypped.
Well, that's why I want to be incinerated, so Frank can't ever see me dead. I'm gonna put explicit
rules, Frank,
cannot see me dead.
Frank, if you found out that Steve had passed, would you attend his wake?
That's a very, very good question, because I don't know Steve all that well. I mean, I just know him from on here. He did come to my 40th birthday party, though, so...
It's true.
What if
you could get a guaranteed open casket?
Oh, then I'm fucking there.
See, Frank just wants to see everyone he knows dead.
Also, first come, first serve, ZD platter.
Oh, please.
Right outside.
There's nothing else to even say.
There probably would be.
Just a couple of sternos and a fucking tin dish of baked ziti.
Frank, what if I put this in my will? On my death, Frank will not be able to see me dead, but I'll send him a ziti platter from his favorite restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Just as good.
Win-win. Absolutely. Just as good.
Just as good. Yeah. ZD Platter, Steve Dead, whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, we totally fucked up last week, and I really feel bad about it. And, you know, now we're talking about fucking death. It's getting a little morbid, but I'm starting to think, what would I do? And because, you know what, you think what I'm going to do, you think, oh, I'm going to, and I'm an insert way you're going to be disposed of here. Oh, I'm going to get cremated. Well, you know what? That's only going to happen if someone lets you get cremated. Some people,
true,
like Frank, can't have a funeral without seeing the person. They can't envision a funeral where you don't bury a casket. So I have heard of people that have had their "I want to be cremated" wishes ignored.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. It is. I would imagine the fact that I've encountered this means it's not incredibly unique.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I think this shit happens all the time.
People just do whatever to get the most money out of the situation.
The most.
You're dead.
What do you mean the most money? Isn't it? I would imagine a cremation's cheaper, isn't it? You don't have to buy the fucking box, or you do, but you have to buy the cheapest one, I guess. I don't know.
No. If you're cremated, you have to buy an urn.
No, I think they don't cremate. They don't just throw you on with a fucking pizza spatula, one of those huge fucking. They don't just throw you in there. They put you in a box. They don't carry you out like you're stage diving. They put you in a fucking box and throw you in the fucking thing. You have to pay for a goddamn box. Oh man.
I would say just screw that. I don't want to be mixed with any teak wood or whatever the fuck it is.
Frank, do you want to be cremated or do you want to be buried?
No, I will never want to be cremated, because what if they can cure what killed me? Then I'll be fucking ashes. How am I going to be back to life? How will they be able to resurrect me then?
Oh, so,
you know what I'm saying?
So
if at least I see.
So whatever you die from, if they can cure it,
if they can resurrect Frank, me,
yeah.
Then
how about this? Wait, Steve, wait a second. That also hinges on the medical science's ability to cure being hollowed out and filled with formaldehyde.
And well, having your blood drained.
They have to be able to cure that as well. Like I said, you're a goddamn spray-painted sculpture at that point.
Yeah.
That's what you are. They're putting makeup on you. How do you feel about that? I mean, you have this connection to your body. Have this connection to your body. My body has to remain intact. Meanwhile, you have some fucking dude working in a dark space, painting you up, shoving your dick into things, and fitting you into pants that you probably didn't fit into because you didn't wear them. They're like, oh, he only has a suit. He never really wore it. Like, ah, fuck it. They're not going to see his legs. They'll just rip the back and put your arms through it and fucking make it look good. Why not? You know what? The more I'm thinking about it, I don't know. I don't know. I think here's what I want. I think it's selfish to have any fucking demands over what's done with you. I think that's a little bit selfish. Let the family do whatever's comfortable for them, because at that point, they're gonna need the comfort. I'm fucking dead. I'm dead.
It's
my
true.
Time is done. I don't need to make this decision. This is your fucking decision. Hey, what do you got? You got four grand? You got $100? Figure it out. That's the whole fucking thing. It's whatever makes the people that are left comfortable. That's what it is. And yeah, I get it. It's your body now, and you're talking on the fact that it moves when you feel like you want to move, but eventually it's not going to fucking heed your commands because you are no more. And you're just a fucking thing that somebody has to get rid of. It's the DJ New Style Show, folks. Uplifting.
Lovely.
And awesome. We're here with our buddy Steve and our other buddy, Frank, talking about a whole bunch of shit.
Did you hear, just recently, they figured out a way to store memories in a human brain digitally?
Really?
Yeah, like they
turned a brain into a Western digital hard drive. like an external hard drive?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if Western Digital hard drives were like, you know, way beyond terabytes, but
wow, that's it's pretty amazing. Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna happen, I guess. But technology is gonna eventually surpass the. Don't you think that the brain is eventually gonna be antiquated? Don't you think that eventually the brain is going to be fucking left in the dust?
I think maybe consciousness will be left in the dust. Because if you have, say you have a computer that learns, right? Even if it doesn't become conscious or whatever, it can't talk to you. But it learns how to do stuff effectively. Yeah. And we know how to like program these computers and make cars and fucking whatever. Like, eventually, they'll just be like, all right, we got this, we'll make this, we'll make this. And shit's popping up that people can't even use. And we're like, why is this here?
Speaking of learning and machines learning, I'm happy to say that my new fucking thermostat is, it learns. Have you heard of Nest? The Nest thermostat?
No.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What is that?
That was a burp, Steve. That was a whole heaping dose of beans and pork and all that other shit. The Nest thermostat is it basically learns your preferences. It learns when you like it cold, it learns when you like it to be warmer. Amanda put us on a wait list for it, and she called me today and says, "Oh, we're ready to get it." This is Amanda's voice. I don't know why I fucking talk like all the time. This is how I speak. She said, "We've been, you know, our time to order it is now. Do you want to do it?" And I said, "Fuck yeah." Didn't even hesitate at all. I am happily spending about $250 on a fucking thermostat. And I'm excited about it. As excited as I was when we got Super Nintendo, I'm fucking hugely excited about this fucking thing.
Oh, it's not Street Fighter 2. It's Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's something great. Like $250 was a Super Nintendo in one game, and now I'm getting a fucking thermostat that supposedly learns when I like to be chilly and when I like to be cozy, toasty, warm. And
you know what's gonna happen?
What's that?
Amanda is going to ruin all of your preferences.
It's just going
to
be hot.
You try to set them in. Because you know women...
Can I borrow your iPhone? Because you can control it from your iPhone or your iPad or whatever.
Oh, that's even worse.
Just say, we're getting home. What time are we getting home? About 40 minutes. Oh, can I borrow your iPhone? What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to play Words with Friends. She fucking fires up the Nest thing, just sets it until it turns red. It turns to 97. Oh shit!
Do you disagree on the temperature of things?
Of course, but there's the money issue that if you can't just keep a house at 90 and not fucking pay for it. So that
I agree.
That is the great that is the great equalizer.
Are you the one? Which is the partner? I mean, are you the one who's usually hot and she's cold, or vice versa, or what's
Kent's cold? Got to be.
No way. She's always cold. She is always cold, and I am never cold.
Room's cold.
Oh, of course. I want the room to be a fucking meat locker at all
That's
times.
That's what I'm saying.
I will wear a fucking. I'll wear my underwear and a fucking white t-shirt in fucking 60 degree house, and be completely fine with it.
60. I'll go down to like 30, 40.
You know, shut the fuck up, Steve. You and your fucking exaggeration. 30 and 40.
Yeah,
do you understand what 30 is?
But who are you living with, Steve?
Lots of people. There's lots of people in this.
Do you even have a say in what the temperature goes to on the thermostat?
Yeah, because I live in the fucking dungeon basement. I have my own thermostat. So I put it to wherever I want, but it's usually freezing anyway.
Well, yeah, you live underground. Have your knees gone sideways yet? Got fucking rickets?
Get the hunchback going.
Jesus.
Okay.
No, what's that?
No, I'm saying you. All kidding aside, I mean, you live in the finished basement area.
Yeah.
No, in the unfinished part.
Yeah, well,
I live in the he just took, area he took with, a, that has blood and
he took a tamp to the dirt floor, and it looks almost like tile, so that's good enough.
It's carpeted. Oh, I mean, there's walls and carpeting and ceiling tiles. What do you
get seepage in the basement?
No.
Interesting.
Are there any mold issues?
So it's finished? Your basement is finished, Steve?
Yeah, there's 6 foot wide poured concrete walls around. Oh. It's from 1904.
See, that's a pretty good thing, because when you have a finished basement, that's extra square footage in the house.
No. Only those areas that are above grade are including the gross living area.
It's above grade. It's definitely above grade.
You're above grade? That means it's not a basement then, Steve. That's a first floor.
Whatever.
Do you know what grade is? Shit. Okay. Anyway, enough of talking about Steve's goddamn living situation. Let's happily talk about my fucking thermostat. And I'm excited, but I don't know if this is a... Is this a worthwhile purchase?
Not for you, because you know she's going to... Do you think you can keep up with her changing what the temperature should be?
I don't think here's the thing. She doesn't change it. She compensates. She does what I've always said cold people should do. And you know what? God bless Amanda for doing this. You're cold. You can fix that. I'm hot. I can't fucking fix it. I can't. Yep. I can't flay myself.
I agree.
And pull things off of me. So what does Amanda do? She'll get a fucking robe. She'll get fucking blankets, snuggies, whatever, slippers. She'll bundle herself up like a fucking Inuit and sit there in a pile of blankets.
I agree.
And still be freezing.
Are you a slipper guy, Ken?
I have, I am now a slipper guy.
You said it like you were almost a little embarrassed about it.
There's nothing wrong with slippers.
I've gone my whole life without wearing slippers, but I've gotten a couple pairs as gifts from Amanda, and they're pretty nice. I like the feel of having slippers on now.
And are you a robe guy?
I'm definitely not a fucking robe guy. I'm not.
You don't have a bathrobe?
I don't. What's the point of having a fucking bathrobe? Where do I need to be? I'm in my own house. Need a fucking robe. I'll have my balls out if I need to.
I guess I always come back to, I forgot to take out the garbage. Throw on slippers, throw on a bathrobe. Now you can do it.
No, you get... Don't, put your fucking clothes on before you go outside.
Yeah, it's like 2 a.m. You're going to just... I guess t-shirt, shorts. I guess you can do it.
Or you know what? Wake up the next day, get dressed, and then take the fucking trash out. Oh, they come too early. Well, then fucking compensate for your ignorance.
Well, I'm compensating on the other side of the day.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, my bad.
So what we missed from last week, quick update is I'm still doing the slow carb diet. I'm holding steady at 194 pounds. I'm down 10 from when I started. 10 pounds in 2 weeks. Not bad. I told this to people in Spreecast, and some fuck named Alien Skies, who is not thin by any means, I'll have you know, goes, yeah, it's probably just water weight, though. And even though it probably just is water weight, fuck you, buddy. I'm eating nothing but fucking beans. Give me some fucking props. God damn it. And I'm still cheat daying as well.
Sunday's
my cheat day, and I'm doing it big. I'm doing it fucking big. Frank, for breakfast, I had 3 Belgian waffles.
You went out for breakfast?
No, we made them.
Oh boy!
What do you mean, oh boy?
You have an actual waffle maker?
Yes.
I love waffles. There's nothing like a good waffle, man.
Why'd you say, oh boy, then? Like, it's something to be ashamed of.
Well, I'm picturing you in your slippers at the counter making waffles, you know?
But no robe.
No robe.
And no robe.
No robe. Just fucking underwear and slippers. Scratching.
Let me ask you a question, be honest. Have you ever cooked something for yourself in your underwear?
Yes. Every morning. Every morning I make my fucking egg white omelet in my goddamn underwear because I'm running late. And then I eat it and get dressed and go. And that's it. That's the end of the story.
It's better to cook in your underwear than to cook in your clothes you're going to wear.
Yeah, true. If I get a fucking... if I get black bean juice on my fucking underwear, who gives a shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to see it. I may forget what it is and think it's that I sharted later on in the day, but but that's my concern and no one else's. I eat 3 Belgian waffles and a single sleeve of double stuff Oreos and a bag. A bag of Ferrero Rocher candies, fuck they are. I'm doing good. I'm liking the whole concept of the cheat day. And also 3 regular Cokes. 3 regular Cokes in one fucking day. I may actually get and die from diabetes in a single cheat day. But 10 pounds down. It's just water weight. Fucking jerk off. By the way, we will be doing Spreecast after this show. Go to Spreecast, Spreecast.com, okay? Spreecast.com after this show, if you're listening live. If not, it's probably going to be archived there. You'll see my fucking face. We're not going to do Tommy Pantera's thing of trying to do the longest Spreecast ever.
I would never even be involved in that.
Frank, how long do you think the longest Spreecast ever is?
I guess it was Tommy Pantera, right?
Yeah, he did it. But how long do you think he did it for?
He did 12 hours, didn't he?
No, he did 13 and a half.
Holy Christ.
13 and a half. Oh, that's right. You did check in a couple times, and then you left your name there to kind of make it seem like you were watching.
I had things to do.
You admit that you did that. Admit that you did.
No, in all honesty, I fell asleep.
It was like 8 p.m.
13 hours, 31 minutes, 3 seconds. 13313.
No, he did a good job.
Yeah.
He's a nice kid.
He definitely is.
Yeah. Is. Tommy's awesome.
And he's a nice guy with good habits, and there's nothing questionable about him.
He's a peaceful man.
But there is something that I thought of today that I wanted to ask you. I want to know, what does this say about a person when they proudly display photos of themselves, just a picture of themselves hung up, whether it's at their desk, in their cubicle, or in a frame at their house, just one picture of themselves. What does that say about somebody? Is that fucking weird, or am I wrong?
Well, let's dissect this. Is it a picture with a crazy hat on? Does he have a costume on? Is it
interesting?
Is it him at the Grand Canyon? You know, what's this? Is it him sitting in a chair? What's the scenario?
just like a picture that someone took of this person with a smile, a goofy smile, hung up at somebody at their desk at work. Nobody in the picture, no scenery, no mascots, just them.
No scenery.
And they hung
it
up.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it.
But not for a long period of time. Maybe just for a couple days as a goof.
Oh no, this is a permanent fixture.
Oh, he's got a problem then.
What do you think the problem is though? Like, what is that? What are they trying to remind themselves of? Because like I don't ever want to see myself. I don't. Beyond basic grooming, I don't want to fucking see pictures of myself. And if I lived alone, I wouldn't have any up. I don't have, and I'll tell you the truth, we don't have any pictures of just me or like just Amanda. It's pictures, if we have any, with other people and at places that we want to remember. Not like fucking high school portrait style pictures of ourselves just hung up all over the fucking place. Steve, do you own any pictures of yourself that you display?
No. But I was going to say, I don't know about you. If I had like a champion like marlin or catfish, maybe a large fish.
That's okay.
Maybe a trophy.
Sure.
But you're not alone though, then, in your picture. You're not alone then.
Yeah, you have. That's like the same thing as.
Oh, of just me? No, never, ever. There wouldn't be any time ever.
Is it even appropriate to associate with a person who does that? Like, I mean, that seems fucking dangerous. Like, that's fucking odd behavior.
That's really weird, conceited. kind of shit. Like, I don't even know how to address someone who does something like that. Of just them?
Here's a picture of me. Here's a picture of me. And I get to see it every day. Just fucking bizarre. Absolutely fucking bizarre. I have always been of the opinion that you should never hang any pictures up at your desk. You should never personalize your desk.
Your desk is not personalized at your place of business. Is that correct?
The only things I have hung up are things that I need to know for work and things that I need to be mindful of. Tasks.
Do you have a picture of your dog on your desk?
I do not.
Do you have a picture of your dog in your wallet?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, if in my pocket,
Frank,
on my phone, I have pictures of my dog.
No, I don't carry pictures
of my family. I think that's a little. I think the picture in the wallet thing is done, isn't it? Like, only people that
what?
Isn't that done? Like, people don't put pictures in their wallet anymore.
Frank,
do
you have any pictures in your wallet at all?
I do not have any pictures. I've never had pictures in my wallet in my life.
Ken, you don't?
No, I don't. That's done. I have a fucking phone with all the pictures I need. I don't need it. I need it. What do I need?
I guess I'm
a little
like
fucking
that.
Spool. A picture. Oh, look at my. Oh, this one got sent to me. This is so and so in third grade. They're 30 now. What the fuck? You don't need that shit.
I guess that's true.
You don't fucking.
I do have pictures in my wallet, though.
Yeah, Sobers is predicting that the wallet is going to be obsolete soon enough. I believe that.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah,
it's probably a good thing.
It'll certainly keep you. Keep you holding on to your fucking phone.
Was your first wallet a Velcro wallet?
Yes.
Yeah, mine was. It was a plastic Velcro wallet.
Yeah, Velcro.
Yeah.
And I had probably 6 or 7 of them in a row, different ones.
Yeah, there was always that. And then there was the canvas one. Occasionally you'd get a canvas, bag material. Wallet.
But it was camouflage. It was like the MASH camouflage.
Yeah. Frank, what was your first wallet?
I had a Soupy sales wallet.
A Soupy
sales?
People don't even know who he is, probably, right?
I bet you people don't. I'm on the cusp of knowing who the fuck he is. Tommy Pantera has no idea who that is right now.
He's before my time.
What does this say about you as a person? Someone's at the urinal next to you, and you talk to them. What does that say about you?
I don't initiate conversation.
What if you're there at a urinal and you're pissing? You're not just hanging out and counting the hairs. You're actually using it. You're pissing. Someone comes up next to you, and they start talking to you. What do you think of that person?
I'm lost. I can't even think of what to respond.
You can't think of what you think of that person that does it? You don't have like deep-seated feelings about this? Does it never happen to you? Because I have a feeling that
I try not to use public restrooms.
Oh, okay. Like, you and Frank are in that same vein. I don't have the luxury. I have to go to the bathroom fucking 7 times a day. 7 goddamn times a day. 5 of them for shitting. So I've taken here's how fucking anti-talking at the urinal I am. Piss or shit, I'm in the goddamn stall. Don't fucking bother me. Don't fucking talk to me. I don't want to give you the fucking opportunity for me to not want to speak to you again. The minute, if I'm at a urinal pissing, someone comes up.
Hey, man.
Long day, huh? Fucking fucked up. I can't do that project. Stop fucking talking to me. I'm pissing here.
I know.
Stop talking to me.
But you know what? I do remember that it was more common to talk when you were in high school, when you're at the urinal, talk to your buddies. It was a lot more common.
What would you talk? You shoot the breeze with somebody?
Yeah, whatever. You know, you sit there before the bell rang.
See the tits on Christina? Huh?
Do that.
Look at those tits. As you both have your dick in your hand, pissing.
Oh, see, no. Like, that's why I didn't even want to play sports in high school. Because, like, oh, you got to shower. And it's, like, recommended that everybody showers together. Why couldn't I just fucking walk 3 blocks away back to my house and shower after a fucking game if I played a sport in high school?
You could get fucking diseases. You dirty fuck. that's fucked up.
It made no sense to me. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I would lose respect and appreciation of a person that talks to me while we're both at a urinal. While we're pissing into separate urinals, not a urinal. Like we're both fucking tag teaming a fucking piss pot.
Crossing the streams to defeat the marshmallow.
Watch it! Stay on your side! I got caught running into the bathroom at work. I ran into the bathroom and I ran out of the bathroom. I got caught doing this. I ran in, got into the stall. Someone was in the next one shitting and it was vile. So I'm at the point where I had already latched the door shut. I flung it open, ran out. Someone goes, "You're done already, huh?" I'm like, "Nope, nope, not going to do it. Nope, nope, nope." Ran out. Ran out to the hallway bathroom. Like the public, everybody uses this bathroom. Open the door. Like, and I may as well be shitting my pants. Ran over to the fucking bathroom and I smell like the Alberto VO5, like old man fucking hair conditioner or whatever.
Not oil treatment.
And when I got out, I looked. There was a door that was never open, ever. I never saw this fucking door open. And I saw like an unfurled shower curtain. There's a fucking shower in the goddamn public bathroom at my job. I had no fucking idea. And someone used it because I smelled old person shampoo. Fuck. Like, who the fuck would shower? Who the fuck would shower there? And Sobers, who used to work at the place I'm working now, has firsthand knowledge that the bathroom in our office is a complete nightmare. Absolute nightmare. Frank, you wouldn't even last 5 seconds in it. Like, not even touching anything. Just bringing you in free of all surfaces, even the floor. Like, if we could levitate you in, you would not fucking last at all. At all.
Is that bad?
It's that bad.
But yet you put your ass in the seat.
I have to. Frank, I have to. Sometimes it doesn't smell. If I get in there and there hasn't been a whole lot of damage done, I'm okay to do it. But man, there are some people that have like shit lodged in them because shitty diet habits or whatever. Like sometimes they shake something loose and there's no fucking ventilation in that place either. There's piss on the floor all the time. A memo had gone out at one point, kindly asking the men not to piss on the floor. It's atrocious. And
who the fuck pisses on the floor?
Who the fuck
guy that gets a phone call? Right,
who the fuck has a phone that was used by Thomas Edison? why the fuck do you have an actual bell?
Frank's like, this reminds me of my younger days.
Yeah, I hate that shit. By the way, speaking of younger days and fun and carefree banter and shooting the breeze, I'd like to encourage all of you to go to ICU, the number 2.com. That's ICU2.com. You can be face-to-face with anybody from any place. Just download the software. Actually, you don't even fucking need to anymore. You know why? You know how cool ICU2 is? You sign up. And if you can get on the web, if you can get into a fucking web browser, ICU2, bam, you're right there. Who the fuck are you talking to, Frank? It better be someone on ICU2. You better be face-to-face with them right now from any
Frank's
place.
Telling them how to get
ICU,
on the web browser.
ICU2.com. It's free to try. Go there right now. It's free to fucking try. A lot of people there. A lot of different types of people. Some a little too different for my taste. Some not so. Some I can go there and have a good goddamn conversation. I hope to see you there. ICU, the number 2.com. Steve, it's a big week. It's been a big week in on Twitter and on Facebook. A lot of very important news and very important social obligations. People are signing themselves into and giving themselves orders for to save the people of Uganda. Kony 2012, I'm sure that you've seen this.
Oh, man.
Steve, I'm sure that you've seen a lot of people
send
this video around, this very, very convincing video. And Frank, are you there still or no?
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about, but nevertheless.
Of course, Frank.
You managed to avoid the Coney 2012 thing?
Frank would be the one guy that would not know what Coney means.
You don't know what that is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I wish I lived in your world, because this is all that anybody's been able to fucking see on Twitter and Facebook. This guy in Uganda who kidnaps children and rapes little girls and does all sorts of terrible, terrible things. We all have to help out.
The last 26 years.
Yeah. And I'm watching this, and I'm looking at him like, yeah, it's terrible, but like, is this new? Is this new? Like, I mean, I could have sworn I heard this exact fucking information in 1987 about every other fucking country in Africa. Oh, there's some guy in a fucking olive drab suit who's fucking doing bad things to kids, and it's terrible, and everybody's starving, and he's the only... It's the same fucking story over and over again. Change the name, change the country, and it's the same oppressed group of people.
Ethiopia.
It's the same thing. But we don't know about this. You got to spread Sudan. This around. And we have to be all concerned about it. And I'm not trying to be somebody who's like, this isn't, why would you say, this is terrible. These are children. I'm not trying to be that person. I'm trying to be the person that maybe says, yeah, it's fucked up over there. But if you maybe look around, it's fucked up over here too.
Yeah.
It's fucked up in America. Why don't we see all of Williamsburg hitting the like button on a fucking page that's dedicated to getting the Bloods not to slash people's faces every Halloween? Why don't we have that? I mean, there are child soldiers in this fucking country. I mean, they're not forced into it. These kids are willingly joining fucking gangs and committing goddamn terrible crimes in your fucking neighborhoods.
Because that's all they know.
That's all they know. But why don't we take steps to fucking stop them, or to cut that down, or to improve our fucking selves? But no, we're going to share this video and send a lot of money over there, because it's going to really...
Where's this video at?
It's going to really, really, really take
Uganda.
It. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but how do I access... Look at the video. What do I...
A-O-N-Y.
Yeah, if you just type that and anything... Into any site.
Yeah, enter.
You'll find it. Yeah. I get that we can use technology to make something happen, to do something. But why is the focus outside of our own fucking borders? Why can't we make our own fucking neighborhoods and cities a little bit better for the fucking children here? Why?
Well,
why
you know,
isn't
I just
that a fucking
tonight,
priority?
I just heard tonight that a friend of mine from college, a girl a year older than me, 33...
She got kidnapped.
Almost got kidnapped tonight.
By
in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. She's like, two guys like bum rushed me. She's like, a beige van slowed up next to where I was leaving. She said she was 20 feet outside of where she worked.
Yeah.
And two guys bum rushed her. She started running, and then they ran back when they couldn't catch up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? That's crazy, dude.
Again, I applaud the efforts of the people doing something about it. I think it's good that they are. I'm just maybe a little bit irritated that it's never for us. We never look after ourselves or our own fucking people, our own fucking problems that are ongoing. It's always, let's go out and try to fix the world. Well, we're a little bit fucked up here. We're a little bit fucked up here with our kids. Yeah, we'll band together because corporations are fucking us, right? But we'll never look after or try to stop fucking gangs with the gusto that we have to try to end hunger in Africa. I don't know. It fucking disgusts me. And the only attention that I have to this are the people that I see tweeting it and the people that I see posting it on Facebook. And I've never seen those people do anything with such vigor for their own fucking country, for their own people. I don't know. Yeah. They're going to see this video, and they're going to do their best to expose it and dethrone this guy and empower the people. And hopefully they rise up and overthrow him. And hopefully They finally fix it. But was the country prosperous before him? Will they be prosperous after him? Probably. I don't know. I don't know the history of it. I'm ignorant, I guess. But maybe we should just look here a little bit. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just fucking jaded that people think that they post a video and things are good. What is your take on this, Steve? I mean, Frank, I know you don't know what it is. And maybe that's a good thing. maybe that's a good thing.
I do that on purpose.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, okay, I saw a video. The best thing was, it was this video. It gets real close and the guy clicks. It says Kony 2012. He clicks like. He's like, oh my God. I just saved Uganda, guys. He starts screaming out his window. He's like, I saved Uganda. And he said like 15 times just screaming.
I mean, I get the premise. I mean, they're starting a movement to expose the guy because nobody knows him. Like everybody was like Frank a week ago. And Frank is still like Frank today.
More people wanted to assassinate Frank than Joseph Kony.
I wish that that same effort would be taken to, I don't know, maybe not have, to reduce the number of murders in Chicago. To not have it be a 1,000 murders every year in Chicago. Or to not have people's fucking faces get cut every Halloween because some new gang member wants to become an affiliated criminal.
Yeah, I agree.
But that'll happen. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like talking about shit like this. I really don't. Because to be honest, I'm not going to try and say that I'm something that I'm not. I watched the video. I felt for the people. But that's where it ended with me. I mean, yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. I know about it now.
Is that because it's geographically so far away? If this was happening in Staten Island, would that make you feel differently? Or
yeah, it would. To be honest, it really would.
An army of 30,000 children in Staten Island. It's so scary as hell.
it really would. It would make all the difference in the world, and I would give more of a shit about it because they're closer, and it could affect me. I'm completely fucking biased. I'm completely pigheaded, and I'm selfish. But yeah,
well, it's sort of like the
I do nothing in all cases. That's what exactly. I'm saying.
You're just blowing hot air, pretty much.
I guess I am, but I'm also irritated at the smug nature of the people that are showing this video. And to be honest, there are a lot of people that are kind of down talking. The people like me who are ambivalent.
Have you ever volunteered your time for a worthy cause?
Yes. Yes,
divulge.
Divulge? You want me to
expound, please?
Have you?
I don't think I've ever volunteered in my life for a fucking thing.
I haven't done anything significant. I've done a few walks for certain things and dedicated maybe an afternoon to something here or there. I haven't done anything too crazy. Donated small sums of money, given small amounts of time. That's about it. But
Steve, yourself
and Frank, you've done nothing. You've done.
I can honestly think I don't think I've ever volunteered for any worthy cause in my entire life.
Have you ever
maybe put a coin in a fucking can that a woman was standing next to a fucking.
I think I was there. I think that was outside his 40th birthday party.
Oh yeah, remember that?
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah. You
remember that woman? I gave her 10 fucking bucks.
There you go. You contributed to somebody's alcoholism.
And then when Hoboken. She did that, you kept saying to me, "Thinner."
Yeah, she looked like like the gypsy from Thinner.
She was totally a gypsy. Like one eye going upper left, and the other one going lower right.
I don't know. Did you? You didn't, Steve? Did you actually watch the video? The Coney 2012 video.
What is actually being there's gruesome stuff being shown in the video?
No, it's like guy who goes, like, all right, he exploits his kid to be like, all right, your preschool schooling will be about hardships in Africa since you're 3 years old and this is what you're going to learn about. So the guy goes to Africa and, what is it, in Uganda. He meets this kid that was abducted and then lived with, like, 90 other kids so they didn't get ass raped in the night by this guy named Joseph Kony who comes through and just scoops up people and just like, all right, Roman Empire, here we go.
Wow, that was a very good explanation of the entire 30-minute video. Roman Empire, here we go. Good tagline.
That's what it was. I mean, seriously, it's like, yeah, God's on my side. I talked to God.
There's a part. There's a part of the video I wanted to play, where he explains the situation, or at least the guy, the bad guy, to his son.
Yeah.
Right here.
It's weird.
This is the guy Joseph Kony.
He's the bad guy?
Yeah.
He's the bad guy?
Who's this?
Jacob.
So basically, he slides like an 8x10 glossy of a black dude in an army hat in front of his son, Jacob, and says, "This is the bad guy." This is the bad guy? Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if that's gonna like associate, make any kind of connotations develop. I really don't know.
I think it's weird he uses his son like that.
He has, you know, like, an army, okay, and what he does is he takes children from their parents, and he gives them a gun to shoot, and he makes them shoot and kill other people.
Isn't that like every game we've ever played?
Let's learn about this tonight.
isn't that like every game we've ever played, though? Like, we imagined we'd have guns and shoot and kill people?
Yeah, are we teaching our 3-year-old son about atrocities in Africa that actually
I don't necessarily disagree. I don't think that's a terrible thing, though. I think the reaction that the kid gives is altruistic, in that what he says is that I think it amounts to,
you're saying, honest.
He is basically believing that obviously this bad guy is thwarted because nobody listens to him. Because that's wrong, because those kids are nice. But he doesn't really make the connection that they're being forced to do this. And I don't know. I don't know how deep do you get into explaining something like this to a kid? I really don't know.
I don't know.
But the
reaction that
the child gives in this, it's pretty
it's honest, but
it's nice to see, I guess. It kind of does build his case that someone like his son is being forced into this. It was a very well produced video.
They use a lot of their budget, I hear, to produce videos.
Is that what it is? I mean, I know nothing of this group. The Invisible Children is what it is.
You haven't heard about them? Like, the immediate feedback was how much of, like, what they use goes towards camera equipment and, like, flying people around. And they basically just, like, found one tribe in Uganda and just, like, keep bringing them to New York and making them repress peace.
Yeah, I don't know. I know nothing about him, Steve. And I'm just, I just would like to see. It just seems everything is always a cause in Africa. It's always let's look at Africa. Hunger, disease, AIDS in Africa. Let's build schools in Africa. And yeah, okay, there are some efforts made here. But why is it always the ones that everybody fucking gets behind and everybody seems to know about, the ones somewhere else? I don't know. Maybe it's just some innate arrogance that do we think we're better? Is it, Frank, no. Do you think as a country we think we're better?
There's no oil.
I think we think that we're expected to do this. I think that we're that country. You know, we're expected to do this.
Like, we're the superpower. We got to step in and stop them. But the minute we do it, in any other case, we're monsters and warmongers. We need a villain, basically, is what it is. And now that we have a face, And did you see this? There was a guy who posted a picture of a fucking Apollo Creed, I almost said. Carl Weathers from Predator, and it looked exactly like Joseph Kony. He posted it on his Facebook page.
I love this guy.
And wrote, I love this guy. And someone thought it was Kony and wrote, not cool, dude. They just didn't realize it wasn't. I keep wanting to call him Apollo Creed. Carl Weathers.
Dylan.
Yeah. Dylan! Shit. Frank.
I'm the tiger.
Yep. Frank, have you been following any of the anything lately? Have you been obsessing
about anything? Of anything?
Have you been following the stock market?
I know.
Have you been following any major corporations, any technology news?
My daughter bought an iPad.
An iPad 2?
Yeah.
She got a new the old iPad.
She saved up. No, she got the whatever the newest one came out, she purchased.
3? The iPad 3.
Yeah, she saved up all her money and she
from
birthdays, you know, allowance, whatever, and she, the new iPod is coming, or iPad is set to come in this Friday.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
She knows this, she's 12 years old. She knows more about technology than I do.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that know a lot of things better than you. So she saved up for the new iPad, and it's coming there. Is she going to let you use it?
I really don't have any interest in using it.
You have no interest in using it? Is this the first iPad in your house?
Yes, but it's the same thing as a laptop, only it's thinner. Isn't that correct? I mean, it's the same thing, right?
We do have a comment in the chat room that says she should have donated that money to Kony 2012. Fucking entitled.
I don't know.
There are children forced to hold guns and run around and actually kill people. That's terrible that she got this technological device. So she saved up for this, and you have no idea what it's about. Have you ever used one, Frank?
No, I don't think I've ever seen one.
What do you mean you've never seen one?
What?
How the fuck? This thing's been around like 3 years at this point.
Well, how would I have seen one? I don't really go to Panera Bread that often.
I don't go to Panera Bread.
Naturally, that's where they sell all of them. Panera Bread. And fuck you for saying Panera Bread, too. It's Panera.
You made that phone call, and she's answered Panera Bread.
No, she said Panera. Jesus, I can't believe you've never seen an iPad. They're pretty fucking amazing.
It's a laptop, but thinner, correct?
No, it's not.
It's a tablet.
It's a tablet. It's an iPhone, but bigger. Basically.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's pretty much the best way to describe
it. This is what I don't understand. For the longest time, smaller was better. Now all of a sudden, it's bigger is better now.
For certain things, you're not going to take that and put it in a holster and walk around.
Oh, you see assholes taking pictures with an iPad.
It's a little awkward taking a picture with an iPad, to be honest.
I think that's the greatest part about an iPad is pictures of people taking pictures. With an iPad.
It is pretty fucking ridiculous. But, Frank, I think you'd really like it. I have a feeling that your daughter's going to not see this thing. You're gonna try it out, and you're going to fucking love it. And you're going to have to buy them. You're going to have to buy yourself
one.
Did she get the 4G model, Frank?
She got whatever the most advanced one she has, she bought.
Jesus Christ. So now you have a monthly bill. you have a monthly bill for 4G. So she can be on the internet wherever she has that thing now. And it's full internet access. You now have no control over her fucking internet usage. And also, she can manage her email on that. She can text to people. She can FaceTime chat. Oh, shit. She can basically do what ICU2.com lets you do.
The number 2.
Yeah, ICU the number 2, obviously. She can be face to face with someone from any place thanks to her fucking 4G connection. Frank, does she have a laptop? Wasn't that the biggest thing she had?
Yeah, we bought her a pink laptop a couple years ago. Remember
a pink one?
That's right. Yeah, and does she like when you're around when she's using it?
No, I can't even sit on the same couch as her.
Why? Because she thinks you're going to peek at her screen?
Even when she's not on the computer, I can't sit on the same couch as her.
Wait, why not?
Like, she doesn't want me near her, usually.
She's... Is it because you're smelly? Like, why not?
I don't know. She wants her space, I guess.
Really?
Can you really blame her?
Starting to feel independent. Starting to resent her goofball dad. The little goofy things he used to do would make her laugh. Just don't do it anymore, do they?
I guess not. I don't know.
Did you try?
When you would do your fucking beating your chest like a fucking a lowland gorilla in the kitchen. Doesn't work anymore. Doesn't make her laugh. She's embarrassed by you, isn't she?
I don't know about that. She's you know, she thinks it's, you know, she's at that age where she's embarrassed to be with her parents.
Interesting. And now she has an iPad, and she'll be able to update her Facebook from this thing.
She doesn't have Facebook.
How do you know?
She's not allowed.
How do you know?
Because she doesn't have Facebook.
How the fuck do you know?
Right, how do you know that you don't have a $100 bill in your back pocket right now?
Because I can feel my pocket. Okay, you can't feel her laptop or her fucking secret Facebook account. I am gonna find her on
Facebook.
I'm gonna find her on Facebook, Frank. And
she's
not
on Facebook.
I bet you she is.
I bet you she's not.
Wait, how old is she?
12.
She does have to be 13. But still,
stay 50-50 on this.
Let's just say this. When does she turn 13, Frank?
November. September.
Are you going to let her have a Facebook then?
She's never really inquired about wanting a Facebook.
It's probably because she already has one.
Oh, yeah.
She's not going to ask you if she can have a Facebook.
If she never asked, then.
You just said she saved up her own money to buy an iPad, and you were cool with that. So why would she ask you? She didn't ask you if she could get it. She just fucking saved up and was like, look, I'm getting it. Here's my money. Got it.
Yep.
Facebook accounts are free. You just need an email address. Does she have an email address?
Yeah.
I bet you she's got a Facebook account. You know what I would do if I were you? I would try to find her by email on Facebook. See what happens when you search for her email address on Facebook. See if it brings up any contacts. I would do that, Frank.
Frank will be like, oh my God.
Some horror. Oh, God damn it.
Bikini pictures are coming.
Okay, stop it. Stop it, Steve. I'm talking about my fucking friend's daughter here. Jesus.
I'm just trying to make Frank a little more, you know.
Besides, Steve has already added her as a friend. he's telling her about wine. Frank, you don't want to talk about this anymore. I can tell you're getting aggravated, right?
I don't know. It's cool.
Does she have a Twitter?
Of course not.
Does she have a Tumblr?
No.
I bet you she has all of these things, Frank.
No.
Does she have a cell phone?
Of course.
What?
Oh, that's an email address.
Of course she has a cell phone?
Of course she has a cell phone. She's had a cell phone since she was 11 years of age.
Oh, my God. So you won't let her have a Facebook, but she'll have a fucking cell phone.
Yeah, she has a cell phone.
Steve, if you were to have children, what would they have first, a cell phone or a Facebook account?
Cell phone, but I would get the most restricted account possible.
You'd get what, the goofy,
I mean, what
the goofy one button
to?
Phone that just says mom. Hold
can
on.
Only accept calls. That's
what's it? Oh, you have a phone? Yeah, I have a phone. Oh, here's my number. Oh. How do I dial that with just a button that says mom?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So you'd get that.
If it was boys, it would be totally different than girls.
I think you get her the Facebook account and you fucking add it and you make sure you comment on everything she does with your big bald face.
That's terrible. No,
no
I
one
would
just ever
watch for a long time until things like went over the line.
I think the only way to manage it.
And then I would be like, all right, here it comes.
I think the best way to manage it, because, Frank, you're going to face it. Eventually, she's going to have a Facebook account or some kind of social networking account. You have to become her friend, and you have to become friends with everybody she's friends with. You have to request friendships with everybody. obviously you know them.
This could send
they come over your
high
house,
school.
So you just say, "Hey,
high school."
And if the parents take exception with it, just say, "Hey, the only way I'm gonna have my daughter on here is if I know everybody she's friends with, and I'm friends with them too. That way, you know everything." Or do you just not want to manage that, Frank?
We'll see what happens. We'll see if the mood strikes.
We'll see in 5 years.
If the mood strikes? To what? What do you mean? If you're inspired to look after her online? Like, what are you talking about if the mood strikes?
Right. My daughter's not like that. She's a good girl.
Okay. I'm not implying that she isn't. I'm just saying that...
She's 12, right?
She's a child. She's a kid, and kids are curious. They hear about things like this. They say, it's just Facebook. It's not... Like, I'm going to fucking shove a horsetail in my ass and let me fucking ride around with a fucking saddle on my back.com. It's just Facebook. My dad has a Facebook. Why don't I have a... So then she would go on, get a Facebook, and then interact with people that she knows. Could you imagine half of the shit that you would have typed into a fucking Facebook if you had it? Oh, God. It would have been a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. And speaking of other other tech things that none of you even give a shit about, because, Steve, you when I told you that I asked you to call in on the other Skype account, which is on my Mac, you told me to take me off of that. I said, you're on my Mac now. You go, take me off of it. Fucking Apple. Fuck Apple. Why do you have such a hatred for Apple?
Because I supported Apple for WebEx when I did WebEx presentations to, like, CEOs and shit.
You supported them? What do you mean you supported them? Just for the WebEx?
If someone was on an Apple and they're like, oh, we need tech support. To Steve.
I see. I know what you're saying now. Frank, do you have any kind of animosity towards Apple? Are you curious about it? Do you know anything about it other than the fact that people buy their things?
Why would I have any animosity to it? They never did anything to
animosity.
Me.
Any what?
Animosity? How do you say that? Animosity?
Animosity?
Animosity.
Well, see, people like...
Animosity.
The reason is that people like Steve just feel like I can't like them because whatever reason. And they don't like them. Fuck Apple. They hate Apple. Blah, 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 blah. But... I don't know. I think they're pretty goddamn good. I think they make good products. And I'm not like an Apple guy, but I have an appreciation for what they produce.
Wait, you know what? I haven't had to do like high level Adobe Photoshop, and I haven't had to do like dubstep remixing of bass lines. So I don't really need to use a Mac.
I think that's also overrated too. I think that the idea that I don't do photo stuff. I don't do music stuff. I don't need a Mac. I mean, it's a good computer regardless. But I'm not here to fucking sell it. I do own Apple stock, and I'm now fucking obsessed with just watching the fucking prices every day. Every day, watch the goddamn share price. And Steve, you don't look at the stock market, do you?
Mm-mm.
What do you think that a share of Apple's worth?
All right. Earlier, before the show, I said 100, but right now, I don't know why, I'm going to say 208.
208?
208.
Apple was probably 208 in 2009.
What, 300?
Today it hit an all-time high of 568 a share.
Wow!
568 a share, Apple.
Not bad. When did you get in?
I got in earlier. I don't like to divulge.
Oh.
I got in earlier.
I don't want to be an insider here.
Okay, in 2010, I got in. You take that for whatever you want to take it as. I don't give a shit. There are charts. If you want to do the fucking research, do the research. And I'm not in huge. I have some. That's it.
No,
and I'm wondering. I'm looking.
It sounds good.
And I'm wondering, like, well, what the fuck do they do now? Like, sure, they're hot off of the new iPad. I mean, they've had successful phones, iPods. I mean, they've floundered with the Apple TV device. I mean, it's good, but like, it's not as hot as their other products. The iMac is a good computer, but again, people like Steve are not alone. There's a lot of people like, yeah, fuck it, I like Windows. Fuck it, it's good, but you know, like, I got this. So I'm wondering what is next. Do you have any concept of what they do? I don't know why I'm asking you.
Coweed says TV sets. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly where I think a lot of people are predicting the TV sets.
The TV is going to do well.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, Frank, your daughter is one of the lucky few. The new iPad sold out in 2 days, according to
wow,
our buddy Sobers in the chat room. I mean, they're saying that there's going to be an actual television that Apple's going to be putting out. And I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. The App Store is good. The iTunes Store is good. You sell more iPads. You sell more phones. You sell more ways to access those stores and make your products cool enough to use and make them fun and make the purchase as quick as possible and as rewarding as possible. And it's a pretty good business model, I guess.
Rewarding.
But, I mean, that's good, but is it going to get you to $1,000 a share? I don't know. Where do you think... This is what happens when you talk to people who have no concern or fucking or even interest in this stuff. But I honestly think that the Apple television that they're going to put out, which I think they will, it's not going to be the biggest hit. It's not going to be their best product, but it'll certainly influence a lot of change in television. I think that what's going to happen, because I'm looking at it right now, the way it is now, every TV you buy has some sort of hookup to the internet. You can access online material.
It's flapping people with iTunes.
Whether you buy a fucking
that's what it is.
Whether you buy a fucking dongle or whatever, or you wirelessly hook up your TV, there's some way for you to access the internet. And right now it's very rudimentary and it's kind of accessible and it kind of works. And it really reminds me of the state of the web on mobile phones before the iPhone. It really reminds me of that. And I think that when they come out with the TV, it's going to be a really improved experience. I've heard that they had a patent for a universal remote control that was touchscreen, which I'm guessing is going to be an app that you download on your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod Touch. You control your fucking TV from the device you carry with you anywhere. You type using a fucking keyboard and not just an up-down, let me go over here and hit fucking ABC or whatever with your stupid fucking remote that came with your Samsung. And I think it really will improve things. I just don't know if people are really that tired of their fucking televisions. I mean, TVs have gotten really cheap, and people have bought as big a TV as they want at this point, and they probably really, really like it. I don't know if that's going to be enough to get them into this market and to take it over like they have with fucking with music and move as they're starting to with movies anyway and the mobile phone market. Steve, I realize that at this point you're sitting underneath fucking stained ceiling tiles and you don't give a shit about anything we're talking about right now. And Frank,
I'm listening.
Frank as well underneath ceiling tiles. I don't know what it is about ceiling tiles that make you not really give a shit, but they're working. They're working and they're doing their job.
Yes, they do.
And by rights, I shouldn't be talking about any of this shit. It's not like I'm fucking Jim Cramer, but I will make a fucking prediction right now.
What's that?
Steve, you first. September 2013, what will be the price per share, Apple? Go.
$4.45.
Interesting. Frank. Price per share, Apple, September 2013.
89 cents.
All thanks to, dude.
The biggest failure of all time. Apple goes down to 89 cents.
Apple will
they
just...
They do a 1,000-to-1 split.
Apple will all jerk themselves off and ejaculate all their code into fucking Bill Gates' mouth. That's what's going to happen.
I think it's going to be 1,000 a share September 2013. That's my prediction. 1,000. 1,000 a share. They're at 568 right now. Right now. I think they're going to hit 1,000 a share. September 2013. And disclosure, I own some Apple stock. Some. Not much.
Some. How many? 3, 4?
I'm not going to tell you. Fuck you, Steve. Come on, man. I own a handful of shares. Okay? I don't know how many I don't know how many shares you can fit in a handful or in a hand rather.
It's less than 12. It's got to be like
I own more than 12. I own more than 12 shares. You have to have one per finger?
No, it's a fistful. You went from a handful to a fistful.
Okay, I probably have a loose fistful of shares.
Loose fistful. 18 to 20. 20.
We'll go with that. Whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be... It doesn't fucking matter how many I have. But you're curious. Steve, I think you buy right now. Sell your basement. rent your basement out. Buy it. Now, this is... I don't like doing fucking politics, social issues, or financial news. And I did all three.
No, financials.
I did all three.
Right.
I did all three tonight.
Financials.
And we talked
right.
about death for about a half hour.
Oh, we
Jesus
did.
Jesus Christ.
No. Funeral.
Fuck. I'm getting old, Steve. I don't know what to do anymore. Every week we cook with a crock pot. I'm excited about a thermostat. Daylight savings time fucked me up for the first time ever.
No, like, it's good. It's good.
What's good?
More daylight in your day.
Yeah, but it's not. I don't get any fucking daylight.
Yeah, but do you consider early daylight or later daylight more important?
Steve, I don't get any fucking daylight when I get out of work. It's nighttime. It's fucking
night
nighttime.
To night.
What?
Or night to day to night.
What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, it's obviously sunny out when I go to work, but then I go into a fucking place with no windows, sit in my goddamn cubicle, and I come out, it's fucking nighttime. So yeah, I get a little bit of a fucking saliva-wetted hand job in the morning of sunlight, and then I get nothing. I don't get to finish. I don't get to enjoy it. I don't get to soak in any of those fucking rays. I go outside. It's fucking... It's kill me in a parking lot darkness outside.
So the leap year didn't even help you at all?
No, it didn't. It didn't help me at all.
I thought it might have. That's why.
Survivor dude, Tommy Pantera, is saying, just get a picture of the sun hanging on your cubicle. Yeah, I'll take a picture of myself standing on a fucking beach and... Frame it. And put a little and put a lipstick kiss on the fucking the glass. Just awful. Don't personalize your desks, people. Be ready to move. Be agile. Be ready to go. They say, fuck you, get out. Put your jacket on, walk away. Leave that shit there. Fuck it. You personalize your desk too much, you're gonna have to have that awkward packing up day, aren't you?
Yep.
Steve, what was the worst job you've ever had?
Worst. I don't know. I never really had a bad job. Like,
Frank, what was the worst job you've ever had?
Yeah, Frank.
When I worked at Shopper at the Experience, I had a bale cardboard one time.
So your worst job.
So you had to use a.
Your worst job was one day.
Cardboard boxes.
One day of mashing up cardboard.
Well, you ever have to lift one of those fucking pallets with the cardboard on it? It's fucking heavy.
You don't. Well, you put
Wait,
a
cardboard.
You put it in the
yeah, cardboard is really heavy.
Well, no, when you get it out of the compactor, it's very heavy, and you use a pallet jack, and it's not that fucking difficult. Would you carry it?
No, I had a fucking. I was. In
what are you doing right now, Frank? What are you doing right now?
I'm multitasking.
No, what are your other tasks?
That I'm doing right now?
Yeah, because you sound a little distant now.
Oh, no, I had the what happens is when I put the headphones close to my ear, I get a headache, so I put them down near my neck area.
What are you doing now, other than this show?
Work.
Do you ever stop working? It's fucking midnight. It's like almost midnight. And you're going to be... When do you start?
Well, today I get up at 4.
You work from 4 to midnight every day?
Pretty much.
Don't you realize, like maybe there might be a better way?
Whatever.
I mean, you're cool with this?
This is the life I chose.
Yeah, but like, do you think there's some efficiencies that can be made?
No, there's no efficiency problems. There's nothing to worry about.
Steve, do you believe that Frank actually works 4 to midnight every day?
No.
How many hours of work do you think he gets done from 4 to midnight?
One.
One. That would be impossible.
Maybe 2. Maybe 2.
No, I think he gets a good 6-hour workday in. And then he does other things and gets distracted. Is the Adderall working, Frank?
You know what? It's funny you brought that up because yesterday I was feeling in the morning I didn't take it within the exact 24-hour time period, and I was feeling so overwhelmed and so out of sorts that I was literally going to bang my head against the wall. So what happened is I took the Adderall and it calmed me down a little bit. But the thing is, I think once I started taking that Adderall, you know, it's been 2 weeks now. And let me try to explain myself. I feel worse now if I miss a dose than I did before I even started taking the fucking medication. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Like, without the medication, you were at maybe a 4. But now, right. If you miss a day, you're at a 1.
Right, exactly. So
it's like crack.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amphetamine. It's an addictive amphetamine I'm taking.
So it's like crack.
So there's no way out of this. You're just going to take that forever.
So basically, you started taking crack, Frank.
Whatever. Just call me Whitney.
Jesus Christ. Respect for the dead. Bobby Christina!
She changed her name, didn't she?
I guess she did. Frank, how did you feel when New Jersey's princess, Whitney Houston, died?
It had no effect on me whatsoever.
You didn't care?
No.
You didn't feel anything? You didn't feel anything?
You didn't want to dance with somebody?
No. It didn't affect me whatsoever.
You didn't want to feel the heat.
When I heard that she died, I honestly felt like, I think I actually made that noise. I didn't just sit there with my arms crossed and go, I can take it if you can, guys. I don't care. No loss to me. No skin off my ass. That's what you do, Frank? Is that what it is?
You know what? She made her bed.
No, I'm pretty sure she never did.
Bobby Brown did.
I'm pretty sure she never made her bed, ever, once.
So she made her bed in Mendham, New Jersey.
You're alluding to the fact that she died from drugs, and it's her own fault. And you can't have sympathy, is what you've said.
That's correct.
Steve, do you feel that way? Someone overdoses, crashes a car because they're being negligent? You don't feel bad for them for having lost the only thing that really matters, their life?
No, I don't think it was Whitney's fault. I think it was Bobby Brown's fault.
Yeah, I do think he's the one who
bit the hell out of her. I mean,
I do contribute. I do believe that if she never met him, that she wouldn't be where she is right now.
Okay, so basically you agree with me 100%.
Right.
Okay.
100%. 100%. No deviation whatsoever.
Frank's like, yes.
Frank, so
yes.
Back to this Adderall thing. Like, your doctor gave you this. And what was the outcome supposed to be? Like, you'd be fixed? I mean, you'd be improved?
I thought it was going to make me smarter.
Smarter?
Oh,
I think you. I think you're mixing up smarter.
Yeah, he gave you the limitless pill, and now you fucking vacuum and run a Cuisinart at the same time.
I you know, sometimes when the, you know, sometimes you feel like the whole world's a tuxedo and you're a pair of brown shoes.
Ugh.
What?
Yeah. Just shitty. Fucking Reader's Digest captions of a picture of somebody frowning. How many medications are you on right now, Frank?
Prescription medications? Two. It used to be three, but Allegra is now over the counter.
Oh, okay. So now you, so two prescriptions and then Allegra. And that's all you take?
Well, I take a vitamin cocktail. I take about eight or nine pills.
Oh, wait. What pill is over the counter?
Allegra.
I think you said cocktail. You said cocktail.
Wait, could you say that again? The over-the-counter drug, Frank?
Allegra.
Allegra?
Allegra.
Allegra. Do you take any medication for your restless leg syndrome?
RLS, no.
RLS?
Frank, how do you cook your eggs?
Pardon me?
How do you cook your eggs?
Eggs with bacon?
That's the way I talk, man.
Yeah, why do you say Allegra?
It's the way I was raised. I had to my mother does, and that's how I do it.
Allegra. Just say it, Allegra.
Allegra.
Just repeat after me. Allegra.
Allegra.
Not Allegra.
Nope. He's like, Allegra.
Say it, le.
Le.
Gra.
Gra.
Allegra.
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 He still said it. He still said it. You can't fucking change it. You should get on another prescription to try and correct that.
Allegra.
So you're going to be on these pills until you're dead.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm very out of sorts, and I'm an emotional wreck.
Actually, we met a dude on fucking Spreecast that is a life coach that deals with obsessive compulsive disorder, and I would love you to talk to this dude.
I really don't know why.
Mel, his name is.
You're not doing this on Spreak. Can you simulcast this on Spreakcast? I mean, I don't know. This show should be on Spreakcast.
It's going to happen in 13 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to be on Spreakcast after the goddamn podcast is recorded. We'll go on there. I assure you.
But can't you? It records automatically on Spreakcast. You don't have to do anything.
Still, the fact is, Ustream has got a lot of methods to access it. It's got an Android app, iPad app. iPhone, so you can get on with your iPod Touch, Android.
Ustream is superior over Spreecast.
The experience is not, but the accessibility is. And currently, I think that's what's going to be best for us. Apparently, Spreecast has an iPod app. I have to check that out. But they're an iPhone app, whatever. The fact is, Spreecast is still a little flaky. Right now, it's not quite where it needs to be. It's fun as shit, and it's addicting, and I love it. And
and then everybody just goes to sleep.
Yeah, and we stay on so long that fucking one of the staff members has to tell us, "Hey guys, we're pushing new updates, and your Spreecast is gonna go
fuck
down."
Fuck you, guy.
But anyway, I think we better wrap this up. I hope. You guys had a very good time on the show. Thank you very much, Steve, for being a part of this. Frank, thank you for being a part of this as well.
Thank you.
Did you have fun?
The recording?
Did you have fun, Frank?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, we did finally get a recording. How about that?
Got the recording.
Yeah, we did. So why don't we take this shit to the fucking bitter end here? Thank you very much for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. It's also available on iTunes. We have a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. If you want to write something that you know I'm going to read while I'm shitting, you should post it there. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Whoop!
Frank, is there anything you'd like to say?
Meh.
Okay. Thanks again, guys. Don't forget, Best in Show on Monday. Hate Us Talk tomorrow night. That's Wednesday night on HearUsTalk.com. And always, as always, your Sunday night special treat, Geeks of Rage. Sunday morning special treat, whenever the fuck they do it. You'll get it on Monday. Geeksofrageshow.com, bestinshowradio.com, and hateustalk.com. We make up Hear Us Talk. Thank you for listening. And go suck your own cocks. I'm sorry.